Warning.
In this episode of the Mystic Access podcast, Chris, Kim, and possibly Lisa use a certain word that begins with the letter A that can activate an Amazon smart speaker. If you have one of these Amazon smart speakers, it is recommended that you turn off its always listening capability, as we are not responsible for anything that your Amazon Echo decides to purchase or even melt down. Thank you.
Welcome to the Mystic Access Podcast, where the magic is in learning.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Mystic Access Podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Kim.
And I'm Lisa.
And we have a few things to talk about. Recently, it has been brought to our attention that the Mystic Access Podcast episodes will no longer play on QCast. Not exactly sure what the issue is. The only difference from when they used to play to when they didn't play was the fact that our hosting provider changed from HTTP, which is non-secure, to HTTPS, which is secure. And that's the only thing that I can see that made a difference. I do remember when we were switching podcast feeds, Nightmare, back in December, January timeframe, I figured out that for whatever reason, it didn't like HTTPS on the podcast feeds when we were playing with the different hosting providers. The one was strictly HTTPS, and if I removed the S from the feed, it did play. Having said that, that's not going to happen because that is going to make duplicate episodes and all that stuff that we don't really want to deal with. So if you are users of QCast, there are a couple of things that you can do. One, you could lobby Christopher Toth to look into it and possibly fix it. I've already sent a tweet to Accessible Apps telling him of the issue, and I also went into the help report a problem and gave step by step on reporting the issue. Basically, what happens is you can see the items in the feed, but if you try and download them or play them, they just won't work. Another alternative is to utilize the WebI player. That's an accessible option under Windows that will work. We'll have a link to that player in the show notes. And or the final option is to go to the website and look at the episodes that way. Unfortunately, there's nothing that we can do. Moving forward, the Google wants us to have HTTPS websites. So the more hosting providers that switch to HTTPS, if that is the case, that will make QCast a non-option if it's not addressed.
We are not saying that QCast is currently a non-option. We're simply saying that if this happens and more podcast providers continue to go to an HTTPS format, there are going to be fewer and fewer and fewer that will play via QCast currently, because it's the only thing we can think of that is causing the issue.
Correct.
Also, please understand that if you're using an iOS device, a Victor Reader Stream, etc., that these will still play. We're just giving you various options for those who like to play them from the web, on their computer, etc.
Yes, so if you're on Android, iOS, something like that, your stream, you're not really going to have any issues whatsoever. Everything's fine for you. If you want to go on the website to do it, you can find the most recent episodes on the main homepage of the website. So if you just go to mysticaccess.com and scroll down via heading navigation, you will find the several most recent episodes. So it's a good way to start looking through podcasts. Or you can just go to podcasts in the menu and find all the episodes that way. And you can look by pages. They're nicely organized. And you can see them in chronological order with most recent ones first. And the player is very accessible, or you can choose to download MP3s of the files for your reference. On to our next topic of conversation, which is classes. We'd like to thank everyone who has attended our July classes. It has been so much fun, and we had our last free July class last night. From here forward, we're hoping to have one free class a month, and occasionally there may be other free goodies thrown in as well. It just depends on what's going on and interest levels and topics and all sorts of different things kind of come into play in terms of what will be offered and when. But we do hope to do at least one free class a month, and the classes for July were a great success. We definitely enjoyed them, and we had a wonderful class. We're recording this on the Friday morning after our Recharge, Rest, and Relax with Alexa class that was last night. And just want to thank everyone who showed up for that. We had a nice group, and it was lovely to chat with everyone. For those of you who want to find out more about our classes, you can visit mysticaccess.com/teleclasses. And that's TeleClasses. You can sign up for our teleclasses discussion list that is hosted on groups.io. You can find out all of the information about upcoming classes, when they're happening, phone numbers, dial-in information, etc. And you can also share with other group participants or class participants if you have any questions or comments. Recordings of classes will be available. It may take us a while to get recordings to you if you don't attend live. The other advantages of attending live include direct interaction with the host or hosts, depending on how many of us are there. And also you can ask questions after class, either about class topics or about MA and what we offer and what we do. So there's a lot of advantages to attending live. And again, all information is found first on the free teleclass discussion list. You guys get first crack at finding out what's coming up, when it is, and of course, how to access it. Now, one thing to note is some of these classes, at least, will probably end up in our free downloads library. I don't know when that will happen exactly, but hopefully we can get some of these up pretty soon for you, because we've had some really fun classes and interesting ones recently. We are not going to guarantee that all the classes we do end up there for the public, but it is a possibility, so definitely keep your eye on our free downloads page, and we'll link to that in the show notes as well for you. And you can see what is currently available, and new goodies will be added to that pretty regularly. In terms of our next free class, Lisa has an announcement about that.
I do, and I'm very excited to be offering this class. And this may seem a little niche, but hopefully not. I'm going to be doing a comparison between two Braille displays. One of them is the Vario Ultra, on which we have had a teleclass, and the other is the Orbit Reader, on which we may have something to announce at some point in the not too distant future. We're going to be comparing these two Braille displays. And you may ask, and rightly so, well, why are you comparing those two? And there are several good reasons why. One is those are the two that I have access to. Another is that they are, as Braille displays go, on the lower end of the price spectrum. Also, hearing a comparison of these two Braille displays can help you decide those make or break things that you feel you absolutely must have or you might not necessarily need when investing in a new piece of technology. One example that comes to mind is the Vario Ultra has cursor routing keys. So if you want to get to the 16th cell on your display, you can touch that cursor routing key and your cursor will be there. The Orbit Reader does not, so you would need to navigate using other means to get to that 16th cell. Deciding how important that is to you will help you not only if you are considering the purchase of one of these two units, but also when considering getting a Braille display in general. So I'm very excited about the class as of right now. And of course, you'll want to stay tuned to the teleclasses list for all the particulars. But if you are a mark your calendar early kind of person, I anticipate that this will be held the last Thursday in August, which, if I have done the math correctly, and there's no guarantee of that, should be August 31st, and we're looking at a 9 p.m. Eastern start time. So if this is something that's of interest to you, I hope you will join us.
I'm excited about it. I can't wait to learn more about the Orbit and the differences between that and the Vario, since the Vario is one of the two Braille devices that, well, one of three Braille devices that I own. I have a Brilliant, I have the Touch, and I have Vario. And it'll be a really fun thing for me to kind of get to know some of the differences between the two and learn a little bit more about the Orbit from your perspective as someone who's gotten to play with yours for a little while now. So that will be fun.
Yeah. By the way, I know we mentioned this in private conversation, but I said to someone the other day that it kind of looked like, to me, like a Fisher-Price toy. And just to define that, I don't mean to denigrate the unit in any way. I mean, it's kind of blocky. It has round corners. It is sturdy. It looks like it's made for small hands. It just looks like it could be like a Timex of Braille displays. Apparently, I'm not the only person that thinks it looks like a Fisher-Price toy. And I loved Kim's line when I told her this. She said, well, everybody knows Fisher-Price makes the best toys. So
absolutely.
It really is fun. I'm learning how to use it. I'm running into some things that are, you know, not my favorite, but then there are other things where it just really shines. And so I'm very anxious to share all of that with you.
Yay, it's going to be fun. So again, if you want more information, you want to be the very first to know, sign up for the free mailing list. And you can do that on the page in the show notes. If you scroll down via heading, you will find a heading that says something like, want to learn more? Sign up here. That's where you put your email address. It's right under that heading.
It is literally just your email address.
It is literally just your email address. Yes. Our news list is a totally separate baby. So if you're interested in that, that's something totally separate from the MA Teleseminars list. So they're two separate lists. You're certainly welcome to join both. But the Teleseminars list is just for class announcements primarily. Speaking of class announcements, I have one more for you guys. If you have ever wanted, I'm looking forward to this too. If you have ever wanted to, or thought of, considered, pondered, creating a website that you can use, a website that is accessible from the back end, a website that you can put the web copy in yourself, and a website that you can maintain successfully without too much sighted assistance, I have a goodie that you will probably enjoy. On September 6th, which is a Wednesday, we are going to begin a six-week series of classes on building a website using the WordPress.org platform from a blindness perspective, obviously. I have had several websites using WordPress. I love it. I thoroughly enjoy it, and I can primarily maintain it myself with very little sighted assistance. So if you want to learn to do that, if you are interested in even finding out what it takes or what's available in terms of you building a site for yourself, for business, pleasure, or a combination of the two, please consider checking out the page on this class. And of course, it will be in the show notes. And you can learn all about how to build your own website. Now, a couple things to note about this, just a couple caveats. Mystic Access does not actually build websites for our clients. It's just a time-consuming process, and it's just not something that we currently do and currently offer. However, we do offer one-on-one WordPress training. So if you want to get some personalized one-on-one help in building a WordPress site, we can assist you with that. We also offer consulting. So if you want to find out more about what goes into building a website, what do I need, what kind of stuff do I need in advance, etc., we could help you in that way as well, or a combination of the two. But if you just want a really nice comprehensive overview of what you can do in terms of creating and maintaining a website successfully and accessibly, this class is a really helpful experience, I believe, and believe will be for many people. So if you are interested, you can check out the page. It is up. You can register now. And you've got plenty of time, but I definitely encourage you to do it while you're thinking about it. Class begins September 6th and runs through mid-October-ish. If you register, I will send you information as soon as I have info on call-in numbers and things of that nature. We'll get you that information. But feel free to register right away if you wish to. The cost for the class is $89, and there are six weekly calls, all of which will last around 75 minutes. So you get well over 6 hours of content for that price. So definitely something to check out. Really looking forward to sharing it with you guys. And of course, the classes will all be recorded. So if you can't attend one or multiple calls, don't worry about it. Come anyway and join us, and it will be a fun experience. So I'll just continue on here with telling you guys what's next in our program, if you will. I have a cool new toy. It's not as high-tech as many of Chris's toys. In fact, it's very low-tech, but it's very fun. And we're about to insert a segment showing you how it works. This is by a company called PopSonic, and that's P-O-P, new word, S-O-N-I-C. It's a cool mister. It's a personal cool mister, and it has a lot of neat features. It's very small. It's very compact. You can put it in your purse, and I'm anxious to share it with all of you. So we will now insert this little blip on the PopSonic cool mister.
Hi everyone, this is Kim, and this is the first in a series that I'm calling Accessible Beauty Secrets. While it's called Accessible Beauty Secrets, it may be, or at least some of the items in this series, may be something cool for the guys as well, and this is perhaps one of them. This is, so far, going to be a series of three different little segments, so I hope that you enjoy it. Ladies, in particular, I think will find this very cool and very useful, and I have some really cool little gadgets to share with you. The gadget we're going to be talking about in this particular segment is one that I recently got. In fact, I've only had it for a few days, but I really love it so far. I bought it from QVC, and that will be the link that you'll find in the show notes of this podcast as well. There will be a link to it, and this is the QVC link because I can't find another link for it. So what we have here is the PopSonic Personal Rechargeable Cool Mister. What a perfect time of year to talk about a device like this. It's late July 2017 as I'm recording this, and this is just a great little device that will keep you cool when the weather is not. It cost me, with shipping and everything, about $30. I think it's $24 and change on QVC as of this recording. It came in a really cool, sturdy little box, and it came with nice padding around it. And within the box is the Cool Mister itself. It has a charging cable, and it charges via micro USB. It comes with a cute little drawstring bag to hold it in, and it also comes with a little bitty bottle that you can use to refill your PopSonic Cool Mister. You can also refill it from any tap. It takes any type of water that you like. It holds a little less than an ounce of water, so you're not going to get like a day's worth of mist out of this. But you will get one to possibly two nice little mists, depending on how much you missed. Pretty much you get about 90 seconds worth of mist out of it from what I have discovered so far. And from what I've seen, it's about a 60 second auto shut off, and it will shut off so that you don't waste all your mist at once if you forget to turn it off. I really like its construction. I really like the way that it's put together, and I'm excited to demonstrate it for you today. First thing I'm going to do before I demo it for you is go to my refrigerator, because what I've done as an experiment is just take the little bottle that it comes with, fill it with cool to cold water, and put it in my fridge for a little while. Oh, it's nice and cold. This is just a little plastic bottle with a screw off top. I'm now walking back in here with it to sit down, and I decided to fill it with cool water to see if it made a difference in the quality of the mist, although the aperture where the mist actually comes out is very small, so it's not like you're going to get a huge amount of mist out of this critter. However, the mist is nice and cool, as suggested by the title of this product from PopSonic. PopSonic is a brand that has quite a few interesting products. They have a leaf face cleansing system, and that's L-E-A-F, leaf, like a leaf like falls off a tree. It is quite well reviewed. You can find it in lots of different places and find out information about it in lots of different places. They also have toothbrushes, sonic toothbrushes, and a few other things as well, including this cool little cool mist device. So what I'm going to do is open up the little bag that it comes in. It's just a little drawstring bag. It's very cute. And I'm going to take my cool mist device out. I'm going to describe it to you. It's pretty long. I'd say it's about 6 inches long or so. It's kind of fat in terms of its shape. It's a little oblong in terms of its shape. And it's just a couple of inches around. Think of a magic wand. This is kind of your wand mister, as it were. And it just kind of reminds me a bit of that just because of the length. And it's very chunky in terms of its circumference. Up on the very top, you're going to find a little piece of plastic. And this is actually the lid that you will take off to put the water in. And you'll either fill it from the tap or you can fill it from the little bottle, which I'm going to attempt to do in a second. Haven't done this yet, so let's hope I don't spill it everywhere. If I do, though, it's just water. No problem. I really like the closure on this because basically it twists open and closed. You screw it lefty loosey, righty tighty to open it and close it. And what I think is really nice is that once you get it closed, it can't really go any tighter than it goes when you close it. It really just begins to get very, very tight. You can really tell when it is firmly, securely closed. Facing you, there should be two important things. If you move your hand slightly down the front, you're going to feel a hole, and that's where your mist comes out. So it's just a very small hole, about the size of a screw hole where a screw might go in, and that's where your mist comes out. If you move your hand down further from that, directly down from the hole, you're going to find a heart. It's a little plastic heart, and it's sitting on the front of the device. This is how you turn the device on and off, but it's pretty innovative in terms of how it works, and I'm excited to show that to you. But first, let's move all the way down to the bottom. And if you put your hand on the very bottom of the device, like where it would sit, you're going to find two ports. One is a micro USB charging port, and that's where you charge this device. I have not been able to find an amount of time in terms of how long one needs to charge the device. But I'd say charge it for a couple hours, and hopefully it should be good and last a long time. I've used it off and on pretty extensively for the last few days, and have had no problems so far. And I've not charged it since I received the device, so I'm not sure how much life it actually had at the time that I received it. So these are just a couple unknowns in terms of how this works. There's also, on the very bottom where it sits, a full-sized USB port. We're going to talk about that in a second. We're going to save that for a surprise. So now, let me show you how this cool little device works. I'm going to unscrew the top, and just to be safer, I'm going to walk back into my bathroom. And we're going to do this over the sink, just in case I spill water everywhere. So I'm standing in front of my bathroom sink right now, and I'm going to continue to unscrew the top. It just comes off, and you'll find the little hole at the top where your water goes in. I'm just going to give it a little shake first over the sink to make sure all the water is out, and it pretty much was. I just got a couple little bitty drops. So I'm going to set the top down on the countertop here. I'm going to open my little bottle, and like I said, it's just a screw top bottle. And I'm going to fill the little hole from the bottle. So we're full. And I'm just going to put that in the sink for the moment and get the top once again and screw it on. I definitely suggest when filling this being over a surface, a receptacle of some kind, so that you won't spill water everywhere. I didn't spill a lot, but there's not a lot to spill. Remember, this only holds less than an ounce of water. So now what I'm doing is I'm turning it to the right, and I have the heart facing my thumb. I have it in my hand, and I have the heart and the little mist hole facing my hand. And now I'm just screwing it on really tight, screwing the top on really tight. And now because of the ports on the bottom, what I'm going to do, and that was just the bottle that you heard in my sink, and I'm going to put that on the countertop really quick. But what I'm going to do now after I put the lid back on my bottle is to dry this off because I don't want these ports to be wet. So I'm just using my bathroom hand towel to dry it off. And now we're going to move back into the other room, and I'm going to demonstrate it for you. Another thing to mention is in the box that you'll receive this in addition to the bag, the PopSonic Cool Mister itself, and the little bitty bottle that you can refill from, you also get a micro to full USB charging cable. So I have all that stuff just sitting in the bag. Now, let's have some fun, and I'll show you how this works. Hopefully you'll be able to hear it. This is a pretty decent mic, so hopefully you will hear this okay. I think this is so clever. The way you turn this on, as I said, there's a heart on the front and it's a button that you press, but you don't press it once, you press it twice. So if you had this in your purse or in a handbag or you're traveling with it in a suitcase or a carry-on, if this accidentally gets something heavier on top of it and gets smooshed, you don't have to worry about it. You have to press it twice in order to start or stop it. So let me show you how this works. I have the little hole facing me and the little heart, again, still facing my thumb. That's how I'm gonna hold it because I want it facing my face. And I'm going to press the heart twice on the front. I don't know if you can hear it. But here comes the mist. And I like it because it's portable. You can just do it all over your face. And it's a very, very light mist. You're not going to get wet. You're not going to be covered in water. It's very light. You can set your makeup with it if you like. I'm just going to put it closer to the mic for a second. And to turn it off, you press the heart twice. And it goes off. I'm going to press the heart twice again. There it is. And I'm just going to show you kind of how much mist is in this thing. So I'm still misting, still misting. Still misting. It just feels really good. It's nice and refreshing. It isn't as hot as it has been today. It was in the 90s easily over the weekend, but now it's closer to another weekend and it's not as hot right now, but this still just feels amazing. It's just like having a very, very light mist on your face. And you don't have to just use it on your face. You can use it on your arms or your legs or wherever you want it. This would be really nice on a plane. It's got so many nice uses. And we're reaching the point where we're beginning to run out of mist. Also remember that this thing does have about a 60 second shutoff. I've attempted to count it, but we're also running out of mist here. And it's still making a little sound in my ear. I know it's probably too low for anyone else to hear at this stage, but it is making a little sound. Oh, and it just shut off, so I'm going to see if I can start it again. Yep, still going just a smidge. But I'm not really feeling any mist at this point. I really like the auto shutoff feature, though. Really like the fact that you can do that. I shook it just a little bit, and at the same time that I did that, I just gave a little wave in the air, and now there's actually a little more mist coming out, which is awesome. Oh, that feels so good. So I really think of it as my little misting wand. And on QVC, you can get really cool colors. I have a pink one, but you can get pink, purple, blue, and silver, I believe, are your color choices. So if you're a guy, you might want a blue one. Maybe even a silver one. Who knows? I just like it because it's a cool concept. Now, it doesn't have a very great review on QVC. I think it's like 3 stars. I encourage you to read reviews. Some of the reviews, at least to my mind, did not seem to make a lot of sense as to why people didn't like it. It is a little pricey. I do wish it was closer to the $20 mark than the $30 mark, because that's about all the mist you're going to get. And just kind of me showing you that, I'm going to actually try and start it one more time. Yeah, we still might have a itty bitty smidge, but frankly, I'm really not feeling it. Oh, there comes a little. Just a very little mist. But I do really wish it were closer to $20 than $30. But I still really like it. I think it's a pretty quality construction. It seems to be made of a really durable plastic. I do like the item a lot. I think it's something that I will use. I think it's something that I will keep in my bag if I'm doing any kind of traveling. Certainly if I'm going shopping or something and going somewhere where I know it's going to be really hot, I might take my mister. We have a lot of festivals around here in the western part of North Carolina in the August time frame, and we tend to go to a lot of those, myself and friends and family members, and that's fun, but that gets really, really hot because they're all outdoor festivals, you know. So something like that is a place where I would love to take these. Now I have one more really cool thing to show you that this can do. Remember how I told you that it had a full USB on the bottom? You can actually use it to charge your stuff that has a micro USB charger. So you can't use this to charge your iPad. However, if you have a lightning to USB, this should work fine. And in fact, I will try it in just a second. I'm going to try it on my stream though, because I'm very curious as to whether or not it's actually going to work. So you didn't hear in the edit process that I actually did turn on my stream, but I also plugged the full USB into the port on the bottom of the PopSonic Cool Mister. So now what I'm going to do is wait for the stream to come on here. And I'm in a podcast, and I don't know how much of this you can hear. I'm going to turn it up just a little.
Volume 11.
There we go. And now I'm going to take the smaller end of this micro USB port and plug it into my stream, and let's see if we charge. Oh yeah! I am charging my stream through this little PopSonic. How cool. And I'll show you that.
Power cord operated. Recharging battery. 84%. Downloads info. Not connected to wireless network.
I love it. I'm charging my stream with my PopSonic. That is so cool. That's almost worth the price of admission. Now remember, this is a pretty small device. I don't know the milliamps associated with it, but just the fact that I can do it is pretty darn cool if you ask me. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to unplug this. And you heard it unplug. I'm going to put my stream down. And I'm going to unplug it from the PopSonic. And the plugs, just so you know, the ports are pretty tight fits. So that's something to be aware of. Please, please, please be careful as you are taking things in and out of the ports. And one thing to note is with the micro USB, if you are putting in the micro USB charger cable to charge, the micro USB, the little nibs on it, goes on the outside. So it goes facing outward towards the little bottom corner of the device, not inward towards the full USB charger, which is more on the inside of the bottom face. So it goes on the outside, the little nibs go facing outward. I'm going to reach over here and unplug my iPad charger. I'm going to plug one end into the PopSonic. I'm going to grab my iPad over here, and I'm going to plug the other end, the end with the lightning port, into the iPad, and let's see if it will charge. And it is. I don't know if you heard Tessa, but she said charging device battery 65%. So if you have a cable, which you probably do, to charge your iPad with, a lightning to full USB, you can charge that or your iPhone or what have you. You just need the right cable. It doesn't come with the right cable, but if you have it, you can use it. Very, very cool. So that is really fun to know that you can charge your devices with this as well. And I'm just unplugging it again. So thank you so much for joining me for this little demonstration of the PopSonic Personal Rechargeable Cool Mister. A link will be provided in the podcast show notes, and this will also be available on our free downloads page. So if you get it from there, I'll have a link available in the description as well so that you can go and check this out on QVC. If you don't have a QVC account, it is free to sign up for one. I am a pretty fanatical QVC shopper, as I know some of you are. So that is where I bought this, and I hope you find it enjoyable if you choose to buy it. I hope you can keep cool and enjoy charging your products and enjoy the mist. And thanks so much for being part of my little demo. Bye.
And we are back.
Hope you guys enjoyed learning about my cool little toy. And of course, a link will be in the show notes, as I said in the insert.
Cool little toy. Nice pun.
Ha, ha, ha,
very good.
It's early, but I try.
Well, on that note, speaking about silly little puns, our next topic can show us things or show us the way or, you know, however you want to think about that. But basically,
it's a showstopper.
Yes. Well, it could be a showstopper.
In a good way, maybe. Hopefully.
Beginning of the week, there were questions on, and we even had this in our teleclass, if anybody has worked with the Echo Show. For those of you that don't know, we all have various Echoes. Echo Dots, Big Echoes, or Original Echoes, or Taps. And people would ask if the show was accessible. And there were conflicting stories out there that the show was not accessible. And the show is an Echo that has a visual screen. So you can talk to the device, you can access the screen independently. And so Kim and I did an insert that we're going to insert that shows the first time setup of the Echo Show.
I don't have to tell y'all which of us got an Echo Show, do I?
Well,
someone has the entire Echo family reunion. I mean, they have to book a park for the Echo family reunion, yes, at Chris's house.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you kind of have to know it if you have an Echo tutorial, see?
Yeah, but when you say the A word at your house, all these devices have an identity crisis.
Yes, they're very scared. They all have therapists.
They all, no.
They're each other's therapists.
They're each other's therapists.
Can you picture this loop? You know, like how they did the thing online where they had the Echo was triggering the Google Home and the Google Home was then triggering the Echo? Mm-hmm. That's what happens at Chris's house. They just do the round robin and they counsel exactly. each other.
Actually,
and then they all go to sleep with soothing music and start it all over in the morning.
Yes.
Technically, they don't.
Oh, come on.
They
spoiler
don't.
Spoiler fun.
Yeah, spoil your fun. Maybe they do it at night, but what happens on a serious note is if you have multiple Echoes and you say the magic A word, they all will pike up and listen to see if you are closer to that one. And what will happen is if you say, ask it what the time is, the closest one to you will actually answer.
So, although sometimes if you're right between two of them, they'll both answer. As I had happen last, yes, they will.
Maybe down the pike we'll hear about multiple echo disorder.
Woo! Yes.
Yeah, but your echoes were all in the same room, correct?
Yes. Yes, okay. I have my dot plugged in for class last night, and I had my big echo, and I was about to turn her off, and I asked the time, and they both answered me.
Okay.
Stereo.
Well, it probably, you were probably too close, and it couldn't figure out which one.
Yeah, but, so if you have echoes in the same room, you may have that experience too. Not something I recommend necessarily.
We're going to insert the first time setup now, and we will be back with a couple of comments and maybe even a couple of demos.
Hi, everybody. This is Kim. Chris and I are on Skype, and we have a surprise for you.
We do. Over the past couple of days, there's been discussion about the Echo Show and whether you can set it up independently without sighted assistance. Some people have contacted Amazon and Amazon said it can't be done. However, Amazon has documentation on their website that says it can be done, or at least that you can run VoiceView through the setup process of the Echo Show.
VoiceView, not to be confused with VoiceOver, which is Apple's voice screen reader. Voice View is what is used on the Fire TV and Fire tablets, in addition to, we hope, the Echo Show.
So I have the Echo Show, and it is in my hand.
We're going to set it up.
We are going to try and figure this out, and this way we can stop the, does it work? Does it not work? And we shall see.
And we're going to unbox this puppy. Or do you already have the show, or do you just have the box?
I have the box.
That sounds like an open packing box with a box in a box.
Nope, it's a show that it's in a box that I just smashed and probably broke the screen.
Let's hope not.
The box itself actually has one of those paper sleeves over it, and you open that. And
like the cardboard things?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, keep in mind, neither one of us has seen this thing before. We don't know what it's like. It is an Amazon Echo, but it also has a visual screen component to it.
And it's about, 7 inches or so?
Yes.
7.5, in there?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. There's a piece of tape, pulling the tape off the side, and there's a little flip-out thing now that...
Yep.
And
tape is off.
Yeah, and then you just lift it up. And here is the Echo Show. This is totally not what I was expecting it to look like.
I told you it wouldn't be. I told you. See, we had a bet going on. We didn't actually bet anything because we were both too afraid to lose. We can be sore losers, but he thought it was going to be, a tablet with speakers under it?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be an Echo, like a full Echo with a tablet kind of like glued to the top. It is not. It is a triangular type of...
Triangular? Interesting.
Yeah. The screen itself, it's got paper on it, so it's really hard to feel. So we're going to pull the paper off. And
plastic.
Well,
sounds like plastic.
Yeah, it's plastic paper covering, whatever. That's what it is. It... It has a rubber coated bottom, so it's not going to slip all around. The screen itself is the front face of the unit, and on top you have some buttons. You have, 1, 2, 3 going from left to right buttons. On the back we have a power socket. And it looks like that's all we have.
Oh, this could be fun.
It's not a micro USB. It looks like a round socket that you would plug your first gen Echo into.
First gen Echo?
Your you know, your original Echo, your big Echo with the...
Oh, so it's the same. In other words, it's the same. Or it appears to. I mean, we don't want to... Don't go getting one of these and plugging in your Echo plug. We don't want to be held responsible for you blowing it up, because we don't know that for a fact. But it just...
Right.
That's why I was asking if it appeared to be the same type of...
Mechanism. It kind of does. It kind of looks like it, actually. It's got the rubber thing. But again, we don't know for sure. If you get a show out of the power supply... If you get a show and plug in your Echo and you record to it and you fry it, it's up to you.
Yeah, that's not our our responsibility.
Right.
How big is it? That's what I want to know.
How big is it?
How big is it?
Picture your Fire tablet sitting on a stand, or like a kind of like a at the bottom. It's flush to the bottom. So it's not like on a pedestal or anything. It's just kind of like on a stand. That's probably the best way to...
I don't understand the stand part. Like, how tall... I mean, how far off the ground are we talking when it's sitting on its rubberized...
thing?
Bottom.
It's very, very small.
Really?
It's not on a pedestal. It's the screen. So if you take your Fire tablet, put it on the table... standing on its end, that's how big it is.
So it's smaller than the Echo?
Yes, as far as height goes.
It's smaller. It's smaller. What about in terms of width? Or I mean, we're talking like 7 inches or...
Yes.
You know, about the same... Wow.
Yes.
Is it heavy?
It's heavier than the big Echo, yes.
Yeah, okay. That's what I... Because the big Echo we know is about 2 pounds.
Right.
Maybe 3. I don't remember exactly. Maybe 2.5. Something. It's somewhere in that 2 to 3 pound range in terms of weight.
Right. So, now we're going to plug this thing in to the back. And again, it doesn't use a standard micro USB. It uses a plug. And you plug that into the bottom back. And you move this so you don't hurt yourself. And then...
we have to figure out how to turn it on, or is it automatically going to turn on, you think?
I think it'll automatically turn on.
Because we know where the camera button is. There's a button that is the mic camera button, and that is the one we really care about for this first part of the demo. Because it's the one that's supposed to bring up voice view.
Yeah.
Or to assist in bringing up voice view.
I just plugged in the Echo, so we're going to wait a few seconds for it to boot up, see if it makes any noises.
Yeah, we're going to see if it makes its standard turn-on sounds, although with initial setup, it might not.
It might not, right. It does.
I can't hear it.
Hello, your Echo device is ready for setup.
My Echo device is ready for setup.
Okay, she sounds very far away.
Yeah, well, I'm not doing anything until I can figure out how to get this voice view thing on, if we can even get it on.
We can get it on.
Let's see. So we're going to press and hold the camera button.
And we're waiting for a tone.
There it is.
And there it is.
One, two.
And he's putting his finger on the screen.
Hold on.
Two fingers. Well, that was easy.
Excellent button. Welcome to the VoiceView Echo tutorial. When VoiceView is turned on, you can touch the screen to learn what's under the finger. After touching an item to select it, double tap anywhere on the screen to activate it. The tutorial is organized into lessons such as basic gestures and text entry. Each lesson has multiple steps. This is the basic gestures lesson. The tutorial navigation buttons exit, previous, and next are always available at the bottom of the screen. You can exit the tutorial at any time using the exit button.
The audio, what you guys are hearing right now, I mean, we can leave some of this in, but it's really unusable. So we're just, basically what we got here, it appears, is a tutorial. Kind of like you get when you start up a Fire tablet, you get a tutorial as well.
Tapping on the screen to continue to the next step of the good. To navigate item by item, you can swipe one finger left or right anywhere on the screen. The next screen contains a shopping list. Explore by touch to find one item in... Exit button.
Let's exit the tutorial.
Back to Wi-Fi. Refresh. Button.
Okay, so now we're at Wi-Fi now.
Yes.
Connect to Wi-Fi. Small view. 2 of 14.
And there's my Wi-Fi.
And there's his Wi-Fi network.
Connect to Wi-Fi. Is editing. Edit. Is editing. Wi-Fi password. Is editing.
I think there's paper. There's stickers on this.
Oh, now's a great time to figure that out.
Hi, of course.
Well, there you go.
Oh, so much better. Okay, what was the problem?
There's a little piece of plastic
adhesive
stuck over the speaker. I was getting a little concerned.
You can hear he's thinking, am I going to put this back in the box and send it home to Amazon?
That's what I was thinking because it sounded horrible.
So what we had, essentially, you guys, for those first couple things was Chris flicking around on the screen trying to figure out the tutorial. It's basically, there's a tutorial, and we can go back in and show you a little bit of it now that we can actually hear her. Interestingly enough, I thought we were going to get the Sally voice, the Ivona Sally voice. We're getting the Alexa voice.
Yeah, that's what I was like, wow, that's true. Okay, so let's see.
Dictate button disabled.
Oh, so much better. So we are in his Wi-Fi password field.
Yes, we are. Okay.
And dictate is disabled because we can't dictate with this
we
thing.
We can't dictate with it.
Dictate. Hide password. Edit is editing.
There you go.
Password.
Okay. Let me see.
So you're supposed to just slide your finger along the screen.
Space. Symbols. Symbols. Shift.
I double tapped.
Symbols.
No, shift.
Oh, you double tapped shift.
X. C. Dot.
No. It's not a double tap typing method. You have to do, what is it called? The where you raise your finger.
Raise and lift. And it said dot when I lifted my finger.
Oh, hey, move to the right and see if there's a play password check button thing.
Space.
Check box.
Done. Period. Done. Space. Dictate. Z. V, comma, emote.
Try
symbols.
Higher on the screen, see if you can get out the keyboard.
Shift. Q, back, button. Edit, is editing, dot. Hide password, toggle button, check.
There you go.
C.
Okay.
Edit, is editing, C.
There you go.
I guess, so yeah. Important. Right, I guess that's a capital.
Well, see if shift is still selected. See if... Well, it might not matter now that you've already put in the thing, the letter.
It sounded like it was an uppercase.
Did it?
Yeah, it did.
I didn't notice.
Let me see.
Dictate button disabled. A N F delete J L X Z shift shift. Ooh. Enabled.
There we go. I bet your first letter wasn't capitalized.
I bet it's not.
C.
Yeah, and you can tell the uppercase pitch.
Is it? Show me. Well, show me when you get to your next cap.
E.
Is it like typing on the tablet?
R.
Yes.
R.
Awesome.
Dictate button disabled. Dictate button F. Dictate.
Oh,
button. G.
It's
dictate
just like the tablet. It's just like
disabled.
The Fire tablets.
Yep.
D. F. G. C. V. G.
That is what caps sound like, you guys. Disabled. They have a slightly higher pitch.
There's a dictate button in the middle of the keyboard.
Just remember that this checkbox is important, the one that he had to go and uncheck about hide password. You don't want that. Or you won't know what you're doing. Especially if you're just starting to type on this thing.
Dictate.
Although we both have Fire tablets, and it's similar to that, apparently. So it's a front-facing thing, right?
Yes.
So you're typing vertically instead of typing it like with it flat on your knee or whatever.
Yes.
Is that hard?
No. Now that I figured out the dictate button's in the middle.
Shift.
You have to make sure you're on that shift.
Shift. Shift. Shift enabled.
There you go.
Z. B. A. Done. Connecting.
Please work.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
Welcome. Christopher Grabowski. This Echo device is registered to Christopher Grabowski. If that's you, tap yes to use Christopher Grabowski's current billing information. Amazon Digital Content. And family profile. By continuing, you agree to all the terms found here. Link.
So what I did was I typed in my password and I hit the done button and I prayed and prayed and prayed that it connected to my network.
And it did.
It did. So because I purchased this myself, it is automatically registered to my account. If it was not, then I would have had to have signed in. So let me just verify that this is me.
Tap note to use a different Amazon account.
And I'm just swiping through like I would on any tablet.
Button. Yes, that's me. Confirm time zone, North America, drop down list. Eastern Daylight Time, New York, United States, drop down list.
And I'm just again swiping through.
Continue, button. Important Alexa information. Amazon processes and retains audio, interactions, and other data in the cloud to provide and improve our services. Alexa allows purchasing by voice using your default payment and shipping settings. You can require a speakable confirmation code and turn off voice purchasing in your Alexa app or on alexa.amazon.com. Alexa also allows you to call and message your Alexa contacts. Learn more. Link.
I think we already know how to do some of this stuff, so we're going to just hit continue. And this demonstration is really just to show people that, yes, this can be done out of the box.
And we are going to play with it a little bit.
Continue.
Who are you kidding?
Button. Checking for device updates ready.
Oh, yeah. And
your
those sounds, you guys?
Will be updated to the latest software. This could take about 10 minutes. Install now. Button.
Oh, let's go for broke.
Installing. As I
those
install
sounds
the updates, your device will restart twice.
Cool deal.
That's nice. Those sounds you're hearing, if you're unfamiliar with the Fire tablets, it sounds just like the Fire tablets in terms of a lot of the sound effects that you're hearing in the background.
Yes.
However, the voice is the Alexa voice on the Fire tablets and on the Fire TV as well. You get Sally, Ivona Sally. But you actually get Alexa with this, which is neat.
You know, you wonder if they're going to change that eventually. If the Fire tablets can even handle this device.
Yeah, it's hard to know.
It's hard to
really
know, right. I mean, this voice, but yeah.
This voice.
Yeah, it is hard to know.
Where are the speakers in
I know where one of them is.
Where?
Under the cellophane. They're on the bottom, going across the whole bottom of the device.
And I wonder if you can turn the volume up and down on the device.
You can. I did it. There are those three buttons that are on the top.
Yep.
The one is the microphone on-off button, which
yeah,
we use
mic
to
and cam.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the other two are volume up and down.
Oh, well, that's easy enough. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's no way to turn off the always listening. In
there
other
is.
Words, there's not a... There,
there
oh,
is.
It's the mic button.
It's the mic button.
Him. Think about it. Yes. Okay.
Yep.
So there's no actions button on this. If you're looking for an actions button, it and the mic cam button appear to be the same...
Yeah, well, there is no actions button per se because you're not going into Wi-Fi setup because we just did it.
That's true.
You're basically running a kind of tablet, sort of, if you will.
Maybe, but what if you need it? Well, you would go through the Alexa app.
I would think so because I know when I looked yesterday, it showed this device already configured to my account. It wasn't really connected. I could see the settings and stuff. This will be interesting to see what this does when it's done with its update. And I'm kind of hoping that it's actually doing the update and not sitting there, but I believe it is.
Is there a way to like flick on the screen and maybe just see what it's doing? I mean, that shouldn't hurt anything if you're actually in the update process.
If it does,
voice
view
still
on. If
it
does, yours is coming to me. Okay, no, it's not. It's gone.
Yeah, no, I think it's gone. It's trying to install stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I suggested it, because it's not something that's really going to hurt your machine.
Yeah. Right, but it's going to take this amount of time, and she's...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. But
is it plastic? Like, I mean, I'm sure it's plastic, but is it the same kind of material as you'd think the big Echo, Big Sister Echo, or...?
Yeah, it's not as thin as your Fire tablet. It's kind of... If you kind of think of a house, and the screen being, like, the front of the house... And it kind of peaks up at the top like a roof would. If you go down from the tip top, there's kind of like a flat surface on the top, and that's where the buttons are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like the roof where a chimney would be. That's where the buttons are. And then if you go down you can feel it gets wider and wider and wider towards the bottom of the device. It's probably, if I had to guess, it's probably from front to back at the bottom, about 4 or 5 inches from front to back. It's obviously from left to right. It is much bigger than your Amazon Echo, because your Amazon Echo isn't a square screen. It is a cylinder type thing. I like the fact that it told us that it could take up to 10 minutes and that it was going to restart twice. Now, I don't know if we're going to get any audio cues. We probably should have timed it. Of course, a lot of the silence is going to be cut out in the editing of this segment.
But, yeah, there's a lot that we're saying to each other that we're not necessarily saying to you guys as we discuss this. Hopefully we can give you a little bit of an idea as to how long this takes. Did it say up to 10 minutes? Is that what it said?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it said it could take up to 10 minutes. It said it will restart twice. I don't know if we're going to get the little chime. I mean,
yeah, it's hard to know during a restart.
Right. That was very cool that it gave us that chime to let us know that, yes, it's on, it's operational, and it literally was ready for me to press and hold that camera mic button. Some of the skills already are video skills. Like, I think, didn't you tell
dish.
Me?
Dish.
Yeah, dish. You could control your...
You can control your dish. Some of your dish hoppers. So if you have dish already, you can use it to change your channels, pick a channel, start a channel. Madness.
One of the things that I'm going to be interested in to see how it works, because for those of you that follow the podcast on a regular basis, is the fact that I just got the Ring video doorbell stuff. Well, they have a skill for the Ring, and you're supposed to be able to tell it to show whatever door or whatever camera. And what would be awesome, and I don't know if this is going to be the case and won't know until I try it, is if you can actually talk to the person on the other side. This way you don't have to fumble around to find your phone and blah blah blah. You could just say blah blah blah, show me the whatever door it is, and then have a conversation with the person on the other side. I'm hoping, if it's not there, that it will be coming soon, because that will be way too cool.
I like the fact that you can watch YouTube with this, and you don't need extra stuff to connect before you can do that. Like, yeah, if you did this with, say, Google Home, for instance, you would have to have a video Chromecast connected in order to watch. You could listen to audio, like YouTube audio, but you can't actually watch video. With this thing, it's just all there.
It's all there.
Now, who cares if it's a 7-inch screen? I'm not looking at the 7-inch screen.
Oh, there it goes.
Voice I'm being ready. Let's continue.
She's back.
Introducing Echo Show. This brief video will highlight ways you can use your new device. Welcome video. Play button.
Okay, so I'm going to double tap this play button.
Introducing Amazon Echo Show. It's everything you love about Alexa, but now she can show you things. Play movies from Amazon Video, view your photos, or see what's on your calendar and to-do lists. And now there's a new way to be together. Make hands-free video calls to friends and family, like this. Alexa, call Tina. You can also message or call someone on their supported Echo device or the Alexa app on their phone. Ready for some music? Echo Show fills the room with bold stereo sound. Alexa, show today's most popular songs.
Here are popular songs.
Alexa, play number 2. And with Amazon Music, you can follow along to the lyrics of your favorite songs. Alexa helps you take control of your busy life. Alexa, show me sushi restaurants.
Here are a few nearby popular ones.
You can watch movie trailers or even watch your favorite shows and movies from Amazon Video. Alexa, play The Grand Tour. Alexa is always getting smarter. To get a list of things to try, just ask, Alexa, what can I say? And when you want to go back to the home screen, say, Alexa, go home. Enjoy your new Echo Show from Amazon.
602.
Ooh! I think we're on the home screen.
Is ready.
My Echo Show is ready. Alexa, go home. Or not.
So maybe we need to explore the screen.
Let's see.
To know if we're home.
68 degrees. Try Alexa. How old is the universe?
Alexa, how old is the universe?
The universe's age is 13,730,000,000 years old. 13,730,000,000 years old.
So you can review.
Yes. And there's it. That's it.
The universe's image. How old is the universe?
Alexa, go home. Alexa, play music.
Here's a station you might like.
Now the question is, if we flick on the screen, can we tell what's playing?
Cover, Wald Scenen in B-flat minor.
We certainly can. 82,
3, Einsame Blumen, from La Compagnatrice. Evelyn Dubourg and Robert Schumann. Next station.
Oh, there's a next station.
028/204.
Oh, that's hot.
21/204. Slider. 27%.
Oh, you can rewind and fast forward.
Yep.
Pause.
And you can play pause.
Pause.
Button.
You can go next. Let's see what it does. Alexa, next.
Did she not go next?
She did. I don't have the sounds enabled when she's listening.
Mm-hmm.
It's something.
No,
that...
I mean, I couldn't tell if it switched songs when you pressed next.
Yes, it did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell her to play us something louder so that we can actually hear the quality of that, because the piano is very soft.
Alexa, play country music.
Here's a playlist for country music, Lee Bryce and more, from Amazon Music.
Let's turn this thing up, shall we? That's down.
I've been around the ocean since I was a kid. I don't get to see it much.
So where is
these
up?
Days.
And where is down?
This morning I walked down.
You have your three buttons on the top.
Yep.
From left to right, you have the camera mic button. Then you have volume down and volume up. That's all she wrote.
So, I have questions. Sound quality.
Love it.
Google Home or Echo Show?
Echo Show. Alexa, stop. So, all the commands that you used to, you can do that. Alexa, show me nearby restaurants.
Here's info about a few popular ones nearby.
Okay, so we can't see them.
But
2. Franco's Pizza, moderate. Pizza, 3.5 stars, 45. 0.3 miles, 2 of 8. 3. Gigi's Cucina Povera, moderate. Italian restaurant.
That sounds good.
Mediterranean restaurant. Comfort food, 3.5 stars, 59, 0.4 miles, 3 of 8.
Now that's cool.
4. Vitzi's, inexpensive, burgers, bars, 110, 0.4 miles, 4 of 8.
What they happens have, if you click on one of these? Hmm?
They have very good cheeseburgers there. Let's go there.
And I love how it tells you 1 of 8, 2 of 8, 3 of
yes.
8.
Yep.
5.
Let's see.
4. Vitzi. Back button. Button. Vitzi's 110, 4.0 stars, 967 Kenmore Avenue, Buffalo, New York 14217, 716, 871, 1965, today, 11 a.m. and -9:30 p.m.
There are the hours.
Expensive. Burgers, bars, 0.4 miles.
Now that's cool.
That's very cool. And it's worth noting that after a few seconds, it went back to the home screen because it said 607. So it returned home.
Oh, did it? Okay, cool.
Uh-huh. So, I don't know, 20 seconds degrees, or so of inactivity, sent it home.
Try Alexa. How old is the universe?
Oh, so it's showing...
Gives you things to try, yep.
Page 2 of 3. Swipe
okay.
horizontally with 2 fingers to scroll.
So it's giving us
It gives you how to scroll.
Yes, gives us little
That's
hints.
That's nice. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you wanted to play something on YouTube.
I do. I want to see how YouTube works.
What do you want to play on YouTube?
I want to play Super Bowl ads.
Alexa, show me Super Bowl ads on YouTube.
Here's what I found. By the way, YouTube restricted mode is currently on. To turn it off, go to restrict access in settings.
That's good to know.
That is good to know, actually. That's very cool.
So what do we got?
3, 84, 2, top 10 best Super Bowl 50 commercials. 2016 funniest.
Let's try what that guy did. Alexa, play 2.
YouTube video player.
It did work.
We are watching some Super Bowl ads.
Sweetheart, don't look at me like that. It's going to be amazing.
Let's turn this up a teeny bit.
This is a disaster. Who's the genius who puts a girl in heels on a subway grate?
Miss Monroe, eat a Snickers.
Why?
You get a little cranky when you're hungry. Better?
Much better.
Alexa, next.
And read us the screen. Let's see what the title of this is.
See what it
is.
Yeah.
Watch on www.youtube.com link. 09/544. 010/544. Try a pause video. 84 Lumber Super Bowl commercial. The entire journey.
There it is. So it even told us what was playing on you, what we were watching.
Yeah, I mean, we had to find it, but it's showing us.
Exactly. Alexa, what is this?
Sorry, I can't tell what is playing.
Okay. So
well, that hasn't changed from her sister, Alexis.
No. Alexa, stop.
Although, I want to try something. Okay. Tell her to play Tune In. We should at least be able to see what it is straight from the screen.
Alexa, play Classical Public Radio on TuneIn.
WDAV Classical Public Radio from TuneIn.
There's my local station.
Pause. Toggle but next. But pause. Previous. A service of Davidson College, supported by listeners like you. Dev Classical Public Radio. Cover. Dev Classical Public Radio. Tune in live radio logo.
Doesn't look like it.
Dev Classical.
Nope.
With that particular one.
Button. Pause. Next.
Nope. That's it.
Nope. Okay. So that particular station is not going to tell you what is actually playing.
Uh-huh.
But it's no worse than her sister products.
Right. Alexa, stop. Thanks, everybody, for coming with us on this journey to find out if we can independently set up our Echo Show, and apparently we can.
We can, and she sounds really great from what I've heard thus far. And by the time we actually do the podcast version or portion of our podcast in a few days, we'll probably have more insights and goodies to share with you about the show and what she can do. But for now, this is the two of us doing the initial setup, and we hope you have found it useful.
Bye.
Bye.
And we are back. One thing that I wanted to put into the Echo podcast that didn't quite make it is if you ask the Echo, what are my deals? It will tell you. Kim, can you do that?
Alexa, what are your deals?
Here are my deals. Haribo gummy candy, original gold bears, 12 5-ounce bags. It's $10.44 total, including tax, after a discount of $5.26. Would you like to buy it?
No.
My next deal is Corridor Anti-Hair Loss Shampoo, 16 ounce. It's $30.73 total, including tax, after a discount of $3.20. Would you like to buy it?
No.
Would you like to hear more deals?
No.
Check back daily for more great deals. You can also see the rest of my exclusive deals at amazon.com/alexadeals.
So as you can see, when she did it, she was given the product, the cost, she was asked to buy it, what have you. That is a little bit different on the show because you can actually see it or the deals show up on the screen. So let me show you what happens with the show. Alexa, what are my deals?
Here are my deals.
And we wait and we wait and we wait because she's not telling us anything. But because we have voice view enabled on our Echo Show, we can swipe through and get this kind of information.
Buy this. 1. Alexa deal. Water wipe sensitive baby wipes. 12 packs of 60 count. 720 count. 4.5 stars. 2,641 reviews. $32.24. Prime. $42.99. Save 25%. Product details. Get it by Tuesday, August 1st. See details for more options. 1 of 10.
So as you can see, we have 10 deals here, and I had to swipe to the left because it was on the buy this button. And if I was able to see it, I would be able to see this entire list. So we're going to just flick to the right.
Buy this. Details. 2. Alexa deal. Black Forest Organic Gummy Bears Candy. 2.75 ounce bag. Pack of 12. 4.5 stars. 14 reviews. $14.39. Prime. $17.99. Save 20%. Product details. Get it by Tuesday, August 1st. See details for more options. 2 of 10.
So let's go into the details. So we're going to... Whoops.
Buy this. Details.
Double tap.
Alexa deal. Black Forest Organic Gummy Bears Candy. 2.75 ounce bag. Pack of 12.
And I'm just flicking or swiping across the screen. It didn't read any of that automatically to me.
4.5 stars. 14 reviews. $14.39. Prime. $17.99. Save 20%. Get it by Tuesday, August 1st. Ships from and sold by Amazon. 6 size options. This one is 2.75 ounce bag. Pack of 12. Buy this. Add to cart. Product images. Product details. Certified USDA organic.
So you can totally read even the product details on this product should you wish to buy it. I kind of like this, but it takes a lot of interaction between you and the screen. There are times when I'm finding out these deals that I do want more information. I just don't want to blatantly buy it. And sometimes you would have to go to the website in order to do that. With the show, you do not.
One thing I don't like about the way that the show does this, though, is that if you were on Amazon.com, for instance, and you were going through, you could navigate by heading. With this, your rotor options are only, I think, word and character. There is no heading. So they don't show up as headings like product details and product description and most useful customer reviews or whatever that is called. So you can't actually navigate quickly through it. Well, you have to just swipe, swipe, swipe.
Right, but the other the other option I was just going to say is, you know, once you get more familiar with where things are laid out on the screen, then yes, you'd be able to put your finger on such and such. Like if you knew where, exactly on the screen where details were, you'd be able to do that. Only having this device since Tuesday, I don't know the actual layout of the screen.
Right, but it might differ a little based on how long the product description is or how many reviews, stuff like that. That's my point to that. There's not a full... on way to know, you know, 100%. Okay, if I move to headings in my rotor, then I can flick and immediately just scroll down to the relevant heading.
Right, that's a good point. One thing that you may have noticed, and it is in the insert, is that this voice is the Amazon Echo voice. It is not Ivona Sally. And this
that's
is
what we were expecting. Yeah.
Yes. We were expecting Ivona Sally, not the Echo voice. So the other thing that I wanted to show, which I think is kind of neat. Alexa, go to settings.
Here's settings.
So now you can go through your settings on your show.
Settings. Things to try. Help. Accessibility. Legal and compliance. Go to settings in the Alexa app to link. Legal and compliance.
It just hurt itself. Great.
Accessibility. Help. Things to restrict access. Device options. Do not disturb. Sounds.
So you can do a lot of things within your Echo show that you necessarily would have to go to the Echo app to change. For example, you can change your Wi-Fi network from the show without having to go to the Echo app on your phone or on your computer or what have you. One thing that I found interesting is that when you change to a Wi-Fi network, not only did you enter your Wi-Fi password, you had to verify who you were by entering your Amazon password. And that kind of makes sense, actually, because if you're doing it on the Echo app or on the website, you've already verified your information for your other previous Echoes. So that kind of does make sense. And if you have, say, something like, and I'm going to get a little geeky here for a second. But if you have something like OpenDNS, you know, your kid can't just say, oh, let's change the network to my neighbor's network so that I'm not blocked from what have you. Because it went back to the home screen, there's something that I do want to show you, which I think is kind of cool. Alexa, go to settings.
Here's settings. Setting. Home screen.
Okay, there's home screen.
Display.
Display.
Sounds.
Sounds. If we go into sounds, we can change alarms and all that stuff, but that's not what I want to show.
Do not disturb. Device option. Restrict access. Things to try. Help. Accessibility.
I want to go there.
Accessibility. Vision. 1 of 9. Voice view screen reader. 2 of 9.
I want to go here.
Voice view screen reader. Voice view is on. To disable, select this option, then double tap anywhere on the screen. 1 of 7. Reading speed. 1x. Normal. 2 of 7.
So if she's too slow for you, you can double tap.
Reading speed. 1x. 1.25x. 1.5x.
Let's go there.
5 of 10. Checkbox. Not checked. Voice view screen reader. Reading speed. 1.5x.
So as you can see, it changed the rate of speech on the voice.
Speech volume. Match device volume. Sounds volume. Match device volume.
4 of 7. It doesn't change the overall Echo speech prompts. For example, Alexa, what time is it?
The time is 9:51 a.m.
If you notice, she went back to her normal speaking rate.
So if you're navigating the screen, she's faster. But if you're just listening to her, it's the same speed. It doesn't change that type of speed. It would be like if you're a stream user, for instance, and you're reading your books on speed 7 or 8 or 10, like Lisa and I like to do. And you're hearing the gentleman who does the voice prompts in the U.S. version of the stream. His speech is all the same for everything. That doesn't change.
Correct.
Show them weather on the show because it's kind of cool and different too.
Alexa, what is the weather?
Currently, in Buffalo, it's 67 degrees with cloudy skies. Today, you can expect intermittent clouds with a high of 74 degrees and a low of 60 degrees.
So, as you can see, it tells you the weather when you say, what is the weather? But, Alexa, show me the weather.
Here is the weather in Buffalo.
So she's not telling us.
Friday, July 28, 2017. Friday, July 28, 2017. Weather in Buffalo, New York. 74 degrees. 60 degrees.
So that's the high and the low.
Thursday, Friday, July 28, 2017. Wed. Thursday, Friday, July 28, 2017. Weather in Buffalo, New York. Friday, July 28, 2017.
And it seems Friday, to be refreshing.
Cloudy.
There we go. That's now cloudy. I just put my finger on the screen.
Friday, July 28, 2017. Weather in Buffalo, New York. 67 degrees. Try Alexa. Play the album. Thank you.
Okay. And then, of course, she's telling you to try something. But it just gives you an idea of she does different things depending on what you actually
voice view screen reader. Sounds say volume. To her. Match device volume.
What if you tell her to play Downton Abbey Season 1 on Prime?
Alexa, play Downton Abbey Season 1 on Prime.
Here's Season 1, Episode 1.
Help everyone explore new worlds and ideas. Support your PBS station.
I'm Laura Linney, and this is Masterpiece Classic.
And there you go.
And we're starting. That's just the Masterpiece theme right there. Let's listen to just a second of the Downton theme. Take me way, way back. Oh. So we're actually watching Prime Video on this little, 7-inch screen?
Yes, I think so.
And? Here we are. We're watching episode 1.
Morse code.
Oh. I missed the show.
Move forward 5 minutes.
Oh, my name is Pat Moore.
So now we're 5 minutes into the episode, or 5 minutes from where we were. Alexa, move back 2 minutes.
Hey, I'm not late, am I?
You're late when I say you're late.
Alexa, stop.
Oh, Downton.
So that just gives you an idea of what the Echo Show can do.
And she's new, so hopefully new things will come. I'm expecting and hoping for things like Hulu, Netflix, lovely things like that. If they get it for my DirecTV Now subscription, I'm buying one. Because that would just be very awesome. We'll see. I don't think I would replace Big Sister Echo with it. Especially since, like Chris said, you have to be on top of it, essentially, to control the screen if you're actually moving through stuff on the screen itself. So I'm not sure that's something that I would necessarily love. You can connect your Alexa remote with it, but you can't navigate the screen with that. You can just do all the things you normally do on your Dot or your Big Echo.
Yeah, your play pause, your forward, your rewind, and I believe volume up or down. You can
Yeah, with the cursor cross.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can give it voice commands. Now, in the video demo, the individual, when he made a choice, he said play number 2. You would be able to do that, obviously, but without knowing the options, you really can't say play number 2.
And he's talking about for YouTube videos.
Right. Without physically touching the screen to find out what the deal is. So you might as well, at that point, in my opinion, double tap on option 2 if you want to play it.
I also really wish you could get more results. You only get, I think, with YouTube, if you have so many results, like if you say play, I think we did play Super Bowl ads, you only get 50 results. And once you get those 50, you're done. You can't, there's not a more or next page or anything like that where you can move to the next 50 results. You know there are more than 50 results for Super Bowl ads on YouTube.
Unless I've been lucky, I haven't had any ads on YouTube.
Well, maybe it knows that you're signed in.
I'm not sure how it could because I never gave it those creds.
That's interesting.
I've played a few videos on YouTube and I wasn't getting any ads. Now again, I might have just been lucky. So Lisa, do you have any questions?
Yeah, when you were playing Downton, my main curiosity question was, can this play described video?
That's a very good question and one that I'm not sure I have the answer to. What you do is you go into playback controls like normal and it shows off one of two, but you can't do anything with it. I tried and tried and tried, and once it's there, it's gone again. So hoping within the future and the not too distant future, if anybody from Amazon is listening, that we can play video descriptions, because one of the interesting things that I did was I said, show me movies that have audio descriptions. And it showed me movies that had audio descriptions, but I couldn't play them. For whatever reason, I couldn't get the audio descriptions to play on the Fire TV. So if anybody knows how to do it, we would be most appreciative to be able to turn on the audio descriptions on the Fire TV. From the ACB article that I found yesterday when I was researching this, they gave you instructions on how to do it on the iOS and Android devices. They said you could do it on the Fire Stick and Fire TV with restrictions. So whatever that means, but they never told you how to do it on the Fire Stick or Fire TV, and I couldn't figure it out on the Fire TV.
I'll have to do a little more digging too and see if we can figure that out, because I'd like to have them on my Fire TV.
We hope you have enjoyed this demonstration of the Echo Show, and for me, the jury is still out. I like things that it can do, and I dislike things that it can do. If it was my first Echo experience, I wouldn't have anything to compare it to. You would have to interact with the screen, which in some instances I don't like, but again, in some instances I do like. So it really just depends, and it's new. So we'll see how it moves forward.
Yeah, I'm very interested, as I said, to see what kind of video goodies show up for it in the coming weeks and months. That may be a deciding factor for me as to whether or not I want to add one of these to my library of therapy-seeking Echo devices.
Thank you, everybody, for listening, and have a wonderful day. Bye.
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 The preceding podcast is a presentation of Mystic Access, where the magic is in learning. To contact us, please visit www.mysticaccess.com. Call us 716-543-3323 and press 2 to reach our Mystic Access podcast comment line. Email us at show@mysticaccesspodcast.com and follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mysticaccess. Would you like to spread the word about our podcasts? Please tell your friends and colleagues to visit us at www.mysticaccesspodcast.com. If you enjoy what you hear on our podcasts, feel free to leave us an iTunes rating and review. We certainly appreciate those. Also, you may feel free to use our podcasts in your own RSS feed. Just be sure that all of our contact information is left intact. Thanks for spreading the word, and thanks for listening. We hope that you have enjoyed this episode.